This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Lori Sewell, the president and CEO of Servicon, a leading environmental custodial and maintenance company located in Southern California. Lori, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for coming out to be with us here for a moment here today. Now, for starters, tell us about Servicon and its mission to kick things off here today.
Sure. So, as you said, we're custodial and EVS and maintenance provider, primarily to complex industries like healthcare, aerospace, manufacturing, and entertainment. We're privately held and women-owned. We operate in 12 states with approximately 1,700 employees. A great deal of our work, however, is in Southern California. And our purpose is to elevate the industry and to provide healthy environments for people to thrive. And when I talk about environments, that means safe and healthy facilities that we clean, a healthy work environment that provides engagement and opportunity for growth, and a healthy natural environment by using sustainable products and limiting our environmental impact. Actually, we're really just a people company that cleans, and we know that if we find the right talent, give them the proper training, coaching, and support, that they take care of our clients.
Excellent. That certainly gives us an idea of what you're about. Now, tell us also, how has Servicon as an EVS leader helped in the fight against COVID? Talk to us about that.
Sure. Well, we were fortunate to be very nimble and rapidly responded to just all the needs that COVID required. First, we partnered with our clients' infection prevention teams to set up cleaning and disinfecting protocols in compliance with the evolving CDC guidelines. And so we were all learning together, and this collaboration was really essential. Then we used to do terminal cleaning in a small number of patient rooms prior to COVID where infectious disease was present, say maybe less than 10% of patient rooms. And then we had to quickly transition our staff and train teams to maintain entire COVID-only units using our terminal cleaning processes. We provided additional and supplemental staffing to our clients. We hired over 300 EVS technicians last year and trained them in infection prevention. And then during COVID, our EVS workers became a bigger part of the caregiving process than before. The role of EVS workers and nurses was enlarged, and they were often the only people that patients could interact with during recovery. And so our staff would report that they felt like they played the role of loved ones because others weren't allowed in. And they would do things like sometimes hold up cell phones so the patients could speak to their families. So they really became front forward in the caregiving process with the patients during COVID.
Lori, certainly appreciate your input there, and we're certainly also thankful for your fight against COVID via Servicon. Thanks so much. Now, how does Servicon prepare its EVS workers to do their jobs optimally and in the best interest of society?
So our EVS workers, it's really important that we start by finding the right people with the right traits and characteristics to be successful in a healthcare setting because it's such a unique place. So since our team are caregivers in the healthcare environment, we need to look for traits such as empathy and emotional intelligence during the hiring process. And then during onboarding, it's really critical that each member understand the value and importance of their work, that they're actually critical to patient care and the healing process, as well as keeping the environment safe and healthy. And then their training includes not just infection prevention and other cleaning techniques, but the why of the work. Like, why do we let disinfectants dwell on the surface? How does it kill germs? How does cross-contamination occur? What's the impact? And this is what makes them trained professionals. So in addition to focusing on the technical aspect of cleaning and disinfection, we include and emphasize how to interact with patients, patients who are in a vulnerable state, how to have positive and meaningful encounters with patients and their family visitors. And then obviously, we prepare them by ensuring that they always have the proper PPE, as well as ongoing education about the viruses, because we all know we kept getting new information about that, and so we had to pivot with the training. We also talked to them about how to remain protected, not just on the job, but at home and in public, so that they felt safe coming and going to work. And it made them feel safe and empowered. I think this is why our attendance continued to be really strong, even in the early days of the pandemic.
Certainly sounds like you have the bases covered in all regards, and also a positive report there. Good to hear. Today we're speaking with Lori Sewell, President and CEO of Servicon, a leading environmental custodial and maintenance company located in Southern California, here on eHealth Radio's COVID and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us also, Lori, how is Servicon a critical partner in healthcare? Hit on some of the highlights there.
So our EVS team is the front line of ensuring that all people in healthcare environments, the patients, the staff, and the visitors are safe from contracting diseases caused by the transfer of pathogens from surfaces. So basically, we're responsible for keeping all the surfaces free of germs. And this means that patients can heal faster, and we have a huge impact on reducing hospital-acquired infections, or HAIs. We also keep the facilities visibly neat and clean, which improves the experience of the occupants and the visitors. And frankly, when people say the word healthcare, they immediately think of hospitals, maybe clinics, maybe medical office buildings, assisted living. But the work that we do in all settings, which includes offices, manufacturing spaces, public facilities, is and should be considered cleaning for health, not just visibility. So I think about healthcare in a really broader sense than just the traditional healthcare settings.
And I'm sure after COVID, it certainly has increased that much more. Good stuff there. Now, also taking that further, how does Servicon help hospitals?
So as our EVS provider, we impact a lot of areas. So obviously, front and forward, we impact infection prevention and preventing hospital-acquired infections. So that makes sure we have to do our work properly and understanding not just the how, again, but the why and the importance. We impact patient care, so we team with nursing. And if we don't team with nursing, we like to say we either flow and collaborate or we collide. So it's really important to team with nursing on patient care for scheduling, communication, coordination to help improve patient outcomes. We have a big impact on patient throughput, where we improve bed turns and patient flow. And then patient experience. So as we said, before, we are part of the caregiving process. And if we do our jobs well, our empathetic interactions with patients and their family members and visitors really help improve hospitals' HCAHPS scores, which in turn impacts hospital reimbursements and their bottom line, which we know with the strains that COVID has placed on many hospitals is really critical today.
Yeah, for sure on that, and a good point made there as well. Now, looking ahead, what are Servicon's top priorities for the next 12 months? Like to hear how you're handling that looking ahead.
Quite a bit. First and foremost, we want to continue to attract, develop, engage, and retain great talent because we believe that if we start there, then we will continue to do good work, we will get great work, and we will be financially stable. And in order to do that, we have to have great recruiting, great brand awareness, great learning and development programs, coaching programs, and a pathway to a career. We've also recently hired a manager of innovation and R&D to not only test and adopt new technologies, new chemistries, new products, but really to be proactively teaming with manufacturers to design and create new processes and systems so that we can better clean, more effectively clean and disinfect. Most importantly, you know, our concern is that people's memories are short-lived and that the focus on cleaning for health that really occurred during this pandemic and all the appreciation that has been shown to our frontline workers, we're worried that it won't endure. And we don't want the cleaning industry to boomerang back to post-COVID standards. We want to continue to promote cleaning levels that are really required to ensure healthy environments, ongoing healthy environments in all circumstances, in all industries. And of course, we want to continue to elevate the industry. So we want the perception around the importance of our EVS workers to normalize from taken for granted to one of gratitude and respect.
Yeah, it certainly is a huge responsibility taking care of healthcare facilities. And like you said, as you apply Servicon and its services wherever you are serving, that it does affect our health and welfare as well. So thanks so much for all you do. And before you go, in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention?
You know, what I'd like to say is the next time you're in a healthcare setting or you're in a hospital and you see one of those EVS workers, you know, pushing the mop or disinfecting the space, just, you know, look them in the eye and say thank you.
And that is a great, great idea. Lori, thanks for pointing that out. It should already be happening. And thank you so much for your time spent with us here today on behalf of Servicon. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get further details on Servicon, as well as to be in touch as needed. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, to go to our website at www.cervicon.com.
And that certainly works for me. Again, Lori, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Oh, thank you, Eric. You as well.
Again, we've been speaking with Lori Sewell, the president and CEO of Cervicon, a leading environmental, custodial, and maintenance company located in Southern California. And for all the details, visit cervicon.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.